Now, from tomorrow, filling your car at the pumps will cost you an extra 4 cent per litre of petrol, 3 cent per litre of diesel, and 1.5 cent on marked gas, oil, or green diesel. It's all part of the restoration of excise duties on fuel. They were cut 2 years ago by the government in response to soaring prices as a result of the invasion of Ukraine. Tomorrow's increase, however, will be the second last step in restoring these duties to their original levels, with one final rise to come in August. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been speaking to motorists at the fuel pumps today to see how they feel about the looming increase in prices.
It's disgraceful. No need for it at all. This is all the government making money on the backs of the people that are trying to work, trying to make a living, trying to go out and do their work during the day. And I think it's disgraceful, yeah.
What do you think about the fuel prices at the moment?
It's crazy, it just keeps going up. Yeah.
And you know it's going up again in August.
Oh great, even better. Like everything going up more and more and more.
So it's not great, it's not ideal for people that are using large amounts of fuel every day, you know.
That's your Jeep there with the trailer,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you probably spend a lot while you're working, do you?
Between that Jeep there and we have a couple of lorries there as well, we probably spend €1,000 on diesel a week, you know.
So how would something like this affect you?
Sure, it'll go up. It wouldn't be a great... It wouldn't be a benefit, you know what I mean? It'd be no benefit at all.
Did you know the fuel prices were going up tonight?
No, I had no idea.
What do you think about the price of petrol and diesel in general?
I think at the moment already it's pretty crippling. We have one electric car and the diesel car that we have is, yeah, I always try keep it under 50, but that barely even fills a quarter of the tank.
So you think you'd be using the electric car more now?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, look at, you know, the reality is it's a form of tax, and look at the state of the roads and things. We need to fund it.
And those were motorists at the fuel pumps today, speaking to our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan. We can talk now to Kevin McPartlin from the lobby group Fuels for Ireland, who is opposed to the restoration of excise duties. And thanks for joining us, Kevin McPartlin. It was made clear 2 years ago that these excise duty cuts were temporary. Are you calling for the cuts to be made permanent?
Tommy, I have to correct you. We're not opposed to the reintroduction of these excise duty cuts because precisely as you said, when the Minister for Finance made that sort of remarkable move of reducing excise duty in the immediate aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine because it was forcing fuel prices ever higher, it was very clear that it was going to be a temporary measure. And to be fair to the Minister, he has extended it once and he has also allowed it to be phased back in rather than it all going on in one go, which was something which we had asked him to do. So it's not that we are opposed to the reintroduction. We know that that has to happen. However, we also have to recognise that last week it was revealed that the government collected €3.8 billion last year in taxes from the sales of fuels. That's a higher figure than they have ever collected before. And so while the excise duty that they have collected for the last couple of years has been reduced, because fuel prices are very high, the VAT collected has more than outweighed that. And so what we're looking for is really, to be frank, not really to look at this particular measure, because we have a problem that has built up over many years of ad hoc, knee-jerk reactions, just kind of lots of minor tweaks to the overall tax on fuels. And what we really need is a comprehensive review of this, because your reporter was right to say, yes, there's 4 cents a litre going on petrol and 3 tomorrow on diesel, but then the same is happening on the 1st of August. Then we know the carbon tax is going to change on budget night, which is going to add an extra 2 cent per litre.
Yes.
We also know the changes to the renewable transport fuel obligation scheme is also likely to add 2.5 cent per litre on the 1st of
relation,
January.
Just to jump in there, in relation to the excise duties, when they were cut, it was made clear that they were temporary. But when they were cut, prices were also a lot higher than they are now. So the government would argue that it is fair and reasonable for them to reintroduce them at this time, and that if they didn't, then they would have to make changes elsewhere.
Well, fair and reasonable would say that they should collect about the same amount as they were previously collecting. And they have collected more in the last 12 months than they did previously, and that than ever before. Not in the previous 12 months, I mean more last in the last 12 months than ever before. And because the base price of fuel, the wholesale price of fuel, still remains high. Yes, it's not quite as high as it was in April, May of 2022, but it's higher than the historic average. So the government is actually collecting more than ever before right now.
And they would also say that they don't want to risk fueling inflation. But to ask you another thing, you're concerned about fuel stations.
Well, this is one really clear way of fueling inflation, because what you're moving from between now and the 1st of January, for an average price of, say, 173.9, which is around about what it's been this week, okay, for petrol, you will go to 187.43. That's a 14-cent increase in 8 months. Okay. That's going to fuel inflation.
Just briefly, you're also concerned about fuel stations along the border going out of business. Have you seen any of them go out of business yet?
I spoke to a fuel retailer on the border 3 days ago, who was telling me that the price differential currently is around 10 cents a litre north and south, and he has been reducing his fuels. He's actually been selling at a loss on occasion in order to try and stop people from going over the border. And if we embed these future tax increases over the next 8 months in, he's going to be at a 25 cents a litre price differential north and south for petrol. He can't manage that. Okay. And yes, people are making those decisions right now.
Right. We'll leave it there. Kevin McPartland from the lobby group Fuels for Ireland. Thanks for joining us.